Yes, the asylum. Only a short walk to the front entrance of this old three-story structure to unleash your psychic mental algorithm within your dream state, the paranormal ability to to look through the eyes of a serial killer. What better way to ride shotgun in the mind of a demented murderer, a killer? Hurry. Pick up the pace. You better hurry. You're going to get fucking wet. You're no match for electrical charge of 3 million volts. Hurry. Come on, get inside. I think it's going to start pouring any time now. Get inside and shut the door. Come with me. Follow me down this hall. Kind of dark, but just follow me. We're going to go over here to gonna take him to the third floor. It's right on me. Watch your step. Be careful now. Press the button to the third floor right there. You got it. What a beautiful hand-painted mural. Covers the wall. Look at the ceiling. Bluebirds soaring joylessly through the sky, in which clouds are golden sunlight. Just watch your step. It's a short ways down the hall. And then, I'm going to turn to the right. Kind of moving around. Son of a bitch! Scared the hell out of me! That owl gave me another heart. I even know he's here. He's not a pet. The owl belongs to nobody. He belongs to himself. He's existed as long as the Lord of Dreams. That is longer than the ass end of nowhere. But what is for sure? Anytime you see the owl, you know the Sandman's coming. The owl only talks to the Sandman. The owl was adopted by Amazon parents. Learned to talk. And now is a voice shifter with very special abilities. Watch this. Hey, who? Show your teeth. You can do better than that. Show me your teeth, you obstinate old owl. Much, much better. Steps to the examination room. Follow me. Let me see here. Let me get my keys out. I'll open the door and let you in. Hoot through the door. And then we can prepare for your induction to hook you up. And the brainwave machine. Now allow yourself to prepare to drop into a deep, deep sleep. You have already agreed to help us solve this crime.
telepathic induction. You yourself believe in the super sensory perception through a process we call dream soul reading. Yes, just lay still and open up to my voice. As your brain waves are tuned to frequencies that match the study of this killer, Mr. Joseph Franklin. Joseph was declared insane and was committed to this institution. During that time, his brain waves were monitored. And at the time of this research, and there was a study on schizophrenia, Dr. Franklin showed intense signs of a combination of hallucination, delusions, extremely disordered thinking and behavior. Maybe he really did have mental illnesses, or was he just crazy like a fox? Maybe just faked those illnesses. But however, there is inconclusive evidence of his death. Some believe he exists as a deranged spirit that haunts this asylum. Others believe he is unhuman. Or some think he just simply exists like a man like us. Lay back and relax. Become as relaxed, as lethargic as you feel. And listen to my voice. Now the bird. That owl can become excited as the Sandman starts to materialize. The bird might hoot, but only let the sound of the bird drive you deeper into sleep. And as he sees the mental creation of his master, ignore him. So just go ahead and listen to my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrate on a few moments on your breathing. Breathe slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep. Or just pretend to be asleep. And imagining, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there on the bed, using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye, and then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed, and still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath in lasts the same length of time as the last breath in, and each breath outwards lasts the same length of time as the last breath, even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than the last breath. But while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing perhaps, just feel the weight of your head against the back of the pillow, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice,
sound expands an ageless.
It may be that you will become aware that you have forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's quite okay. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again, and while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you, deep, slow brain waves, known as delta waves, begin to emerge during the stage 3 sleep. This stage is sometimes referred to as the delta sleep because of the slow brain waves, known as delta waves, that occur during this time. And in this dream state, I will send subliminal voices. The exact brain waves that are recorded during Mr. Franklin's brain session during his transorbital lobotomy. Yes, the Sandman will be with you soon, but there will be powerful spirits that haunt this asylum. Will influence your mind, and therefore you might possibly lose that mental connection of the Sandman's protection. In psychology, there's a rule called 7 plus or minus 2, and that means that most people can only think of 7 things at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. Yes, the sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head against the mattress, imagining that 4-foot owl that's in the room with us. That's 4 things. So you can think of these 4 things while you're listening to the sound of music I'll be playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. And I wonder if you can think about all these 5 things. And then at the same time, notice the way your feet feel at the end of the bed. Perhaps you're arms. That would be 7 things now. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head against the mattress, the music playing in the background, the way the owl looks, your breathing, and your arms, and your feet at the end of the bed. I wonder now if I added 1 more, an 8th thing into all that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 more thing. Perhaps if I include awareness of the temperature of the room. And then just testing to see whether you can add just 1 more thing to your senses, so that you'll have a total of 9 things to think about all at once. That's 7 plus 2. Thinking of all those 8 inputs into your senses and maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things. Just the weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how the owl looks, the temperature of the room, the way your feet feel at the end of the bed, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel, the weight of your head, your breathing, music in the background, how the owl looks, temperature of the room, your feet at the end of the bed, your arms, sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. Of course, when anyone thinks of all these things, what they're really doing is scanning around one after another very quickly. So quickly it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. In the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. Sharing your available resources between the different tasks you are attempting to perform all at once. That's why some people can only think of five things, because it's the limit of their memory, while others can think of nine things. I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember all those nine things. Weight of your head, your breathing, music in the background, how the owl looks, the temperature of the room, your feet at the end of the bed, your arms, sound of my voice, how your eyes feel. Ah, and now you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all. Concentrating all your energies into that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy for you to think of. And now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine, and that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Yes, thinking how relaxed you can be. How relaxed you are now. That you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relax your mind. And in your body, no need to think of anything at all. Really, really no need to do anything. Nobody wants anything. Nobody expects anything. Absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. Relax deeper and deeper. As you fall deeper into this psychic trance, the state that will allow you to travel into, yes, Dr. Franklin's mind and soul. There's Hoot. Hoot's showing signs of the return of the Sandman. But I'll go on before he gets here. But in the describing of Mr. Franklin, don't be fooled. Just because he is not merely good-looking, he is the model of male beauty, breathtaking. To the outside world, he appears as a young, handsome, business-savvy, charming doctor. However, he has three split personalities, two of which are dark sides. He secretly practices BDSM, but he even has a darker side that is triggered into a sociopath. He snaps with various triggers into a sadistic killer. So you, as you penetrate his mind, have to walk on that edge of a knife. Yes, the BDSM lifestyle, which he credits with teaching him how to control his emotions and channel his anger into positive outlets. Well, Hoot. Ah, the Sandman, he's here. He is here to take you. He's here to take you. He's here to walk you down the trail. Don't pay any attention to the girl. She does not know what she's talking about. Just relax and let the Sandman. Let the Sandman take his pouch out. Take his magical dust. In the palm of his hand, he's gonna blow across your face. Now, what I would like for you to do is simply keep your eyes closed. Gently relax the muscles in your neck. Let your head just sink gently back. Relaxing, dropping down, getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Neck muscles relaxing. Good, you're entering into a state of concentration. Let the magical dust sift through you, reaching a peak of concentration which will allow you to go into a much deeper trance with the Sandman. That hypnotic trance. This is going to allow you to fall into a deep hypnotic trance, a dream state, a psychic connection with Dr. Franklin. Now, with each and every breath of your body entering into the state of inner relaxation, when I say the word sleep, count down from 3 to 0. And when I say the word sleep, you will fall 10 times deeper, more relaxed. Now remember, when I count from 3 to 0 and say the word sleep, close your eyes, your head relaxed. Let your head rest back onto the bed. Just relax like a rag doll or a loose rubber band. 3, 2, 1, sleep. Fall. Sleep. Now with your eyes closed, relax your lower jaw muscles. Imagine your jaw muscles relaxing, getting heavier and heavier with each and every exhale. Go down deeper and deeper into this dream state. Warm tingling sensations, a warm relaxation. Moving from the top of your head, down your body, the side of your face relaxing. Relaxing down into your eyelids now, as your eyelids become more and more relaxed. Imagine your eyes looking upward at the top of your head. Relaxing now, thinking of going to sleep, feel the relaxation gently moving into your shoulders, down the muscles, into your neck. You feel safe and secure because the Sandman is here. Now relax, relax the muscles in your chest, your hips, like 1,000 little fingers massaging the muscles down your spine and back. And feel this relaxation moving down into your hips. And now, you're going deeper and deeper asleep. Every nerve, muscle, fiber of your body is starting to relax. Now in your mind, think of the number 10. Imagine I wrote that on a chalkboard. I'm erasing that number 10 time. 10 now, going 10 times deeper sleep. Which each and every exhale, I want for you to count slow, silently to yourself. Consciously from 100 to yourself. With each count, think that you are going deeper and deeper into sleep. Before you reach the number 27, all the numbers will be gone, disappearing, fading now, and completely gone, head dropping into the pillow. Deeper now, deeper sleep, completely, totally relaxed, deep relaxation. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is 1,000 years away. And as I lift your mind into the dream, completely relaxed, you're going to fall 10 times deeper. Relax, sleep, sleep, relax, let it relax. Deeper, deeper, relax, sleep. And as you fall deeper into sleep, imagine the number 20. I wrote number 20 on the chalkboard. I'm now erasing that number. A blackboard in your mind, imagine the numbers just disappearing, going 20 times down deeper and deeper with each and every exhale. Feel calm, feel safe, secure with the Sandman. And now as you relax, falling deeper from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your toes, completely relaxed. Now think of your bottom jaw getting heavier and heavier, and as you think of your lower jaw muscles are becoming more and more relaxed, just like as if a string was attached to your jaw, just pulling on it, getting it heavier and heavier, but your muscles are relaxing, going deeper and deeper into sleep. And relax as you're going deeper and deeper in sleep. We want you to travel into the killer's mind and imagine seeing, wait, something's wrong. You see the killer. This isn't supposed to happen. You're supposed to be looking through his eyes. But if you can see him, who are you looking? You're looking through the victim. You now feel the restraints. You're there with Dr. Franklin. But you are experiencing our fear. The girl's mental telepathy has pulled you into her. Gosh, a night to imagine, a night to witness one of the split personalities of Dr. Franklin. Lucky you, it's his BDSM side.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yes, I am the same.
Sweet dreams.
Yes, I'll bring you lay me down.
Lay me down to sleep. Lay me down to sleep. Lay me down to sleep.
Lay me down to sleep.
Of course. Yes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Thing has intervened to make your fantasy, man. Yes, by making you suffer, obedience is not enough. It brings me closer to you. Have you been imagining the feel of my skin against your body? I bet you have. The touch of my lips. Yes, I want to skin you with my tongue. The sound of my breath traveling up your neck. Oh, yes. My manly smell of my musk. Breathe in my scent. That delicious scent. Delve into my soul. Doesn't it make it so much better to give up control to a man that matches your dreams? Almost as if someone or something has intervened to make your fantasy man come to life. Admit it. You're so wet. Your pussy is throbbing. Oh, are you losing control? Are you horny? Yes, you are very, very horny. You look that just take my finger and just finger fuck you. Yes, I think you'll like it. I think I'll take it away. You came home with me. It was attraction. Pure, animalistic, primal lust. Just imagine being close to me, so close. So close that I'm inside you. the strong attraction, the image of a man of your deepest, seductive dreams. Almost as if the Sandman created me for you. But who believes in the Sandman? What a strange look in your eyes. I thought you remembered me. It's just like you never expected this moment. Looking at me like you first met me. Your eye talked for you half, till you half the night. Don't you remember? Maybe it was those strong shots of fire. Yes, I own your pussy tonight. I can give it pain. Or I can give it pleasure. I think you're having too much fun. Are you horny? You're so fucking wet. You can't help yourself, can you? Little slut. I don't want for you to squirm or move. Just in case I want to fuck your mouth. Little duct tape would do the trick around your forehead and tie you down to this board. Besides, I got the value pack to a good deal. And the silver tape matches your silver jewelry. Now I want to restrict your breathing. And I love to hear you beg. You know, I told you because I thought you would look so cute, scared out of your wits. Did you hear that? I'm imagining. I thought I just heard a hoot owl. How strange. Just do what I fucking tell you to. It'll be so much more intense. Aw, I am the man that you have been waiting for. Down on your knees, you're my fucking whore. You can take a little pain, now spread your legs. What? Aw, yes, they are spread and chained apart. I'm betting you would turn a beautiful shade of red. You should mark very well. First, I need to cut those panties off. Yes, just open this drawer. There's the scissors. Now hold still while I snip those Victoria's Secrets. What a beautiful, wet, soaking pussy. Oh, it's cuter than I thought it would be. You've got a really beautiful little wet pussy. And I bet your pussy needs some attention. It's all right. You can pick me anytime. Oh, just say the words. Please. Hold up to hear that. Say it. Please hurt my pussy. Say it. Say punish me. Now that gets me excited. Say it again. Say, please, please, hurt my pussy. Punish me. Gosh. What a romantic first date. Oh, by making you suffer, obedience is just not enough. Unless you are suffering, how can I be sure that you are obeying my will and not your own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. A girl like you can't help it. Just like you can't help coming so
wet.
You want to taste? You should taste yourself. That is prime pussy. But tell me, do you want to taste your pussy? Yeah, come on. Here, let me stick my finger inside your pussy. There you go. Suck it off my finger. Good girl. Now, isn't that yummy? You taste so good. All right, you can beg me anytime. Just say the word. Please, please, hurt my pussy. Punish me. Maybe a little pleasure. Beg me for it. Say, please, please, show me how bad you want. I thought you wanted to feel so good on that bare pussy. Let me touch the wand to your clit. I can only imagine how good this wand would feel pressed against your pussy. Damn, you're getting so wet. But I think you're teasing me. I might not be able to help myself and just have to fuck the holy shit out of you. You want to be treated like an object? You're going to regret teasing me to the point of no control. So wet, you little horny slut. I think your pussy loves to be hurt. You want me to spank it again? You just love everything done to you. After all, you love to be used, degraded. I hope so, I'll just have to whip you harder. Tell me, do you like cock? Do you want my cock? That pussy is so wet. Horny. Tell me, do you want my cock? I think you actually like this, you little filthy little slut. Tell me you like it. Tell me you love to have my cock inside you. Maybe a little more pleasure. Beg me for it. Say please, please. That's right. Show me you want. I think you like this vibrator. Do you like a little pain mixed with pleasure? Tell me you love me more. Harder I spank your little pussy. Oh, did I hurt you? Oh, do I see little tears in your eyes? Oh, I love it when a girl tears up for me. It's kind of cute. You're actually looking very, very attractive. I love those expressions on your face. Oh, God, you're so wet. And this is all your fault. You're making me do this. I bet your fucking pussy is so tight. I bet it feels so good around my cock. It would make me come so easy. Your fault. Yes. You're making me want to fuck your pussy. You poor little fucking slut. I heard that owl again. And I smell a different perfume. But down and dirty, There's nothing you can do about it. Just like you need this pussy with me. You know you're nothing to me. Only amusement. And you're doing a very good job. You're just tits and ass to me, isn't that right? A cheap little whore with a pussy and ass attached. Now I feel a presence. Strange. I think someone's here with us. I can see through her eyes. When I close my eyes, she's in a room. An old asylum. I know that room. There's the fucking owl. Huge owl. After I get done with you, I'm gonna be coming after. I'm gonna come after you in my head. I know exactly where you're at. And I have a portal, a psychic vision now. We now share a mental portal to the minds. I'm gonna hunt you down, bitch, and I'm gonna kill you. And you, shh, just let it happen. I'm not through. Torturing your heart, pussy. And you're fucking mine. So just accept.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yes, I am. This is
sweet.
Afraid. I will always be here. I can't die because I've never lived. The dream world is my dark palace. You have to come with me. You're in grave danger to be harvested by the Reaper and his demons. You didn't just enter into the mind of Dr. Franklin in his dreams. Within Dr. Franklin exists the parasite of soul. A dark power that now is aware of your existence. A very powerful entity of evil intent. Myself, I'm in all places at once. I reside in the minds of the dreamers. The energy of creation that defines all time and space. From the first known creature whose mind was capable of dreaming, was there. Yet this obnoxious dominant force has invaded my universe. This power has avoided my detection. Once, I'll call him a mythical character of mind's creation. This is a power that can assume a physical state and walk among the living. That can escape and hide in the daylight. Which is possibly the reason that I failed to detect his power. He hides in the daylight. Hurry, come on, you gotta walk with me. We don't have time to waste. I feel him reaching through your mind to find me. Then I have a magical sand dust. Turns dreams into physical reality. But only in a person's sleep. A deep sleep that the sand can pull me into this parallel universe. It was the travel into Dr. Franklin's sleeping mind and the power of the sand dust. That power has been revealed, and now your mind exists as the only portal to enter through. To gain access to Dr. Franklin's mind, where that parasite lives. It might be that we all exist in different universes. Two realities exist simultaneously. Yet this force is set on producing only nightmares, pure evil, even directing minds. Reprogramming thought process. Assuming the physical body of others. For lack of a better term, he has assumed the embodiment of the mythical, I'll call it, the boogeyman. I can't predict how long Dr. Franklin is going to be asleep. I do not have the control over when a person falls or decides to fall asleep. I can only influence the domain of the deep states of sleep in my universe. I will lead you down the hall into the dream portal, where we can gain access to a parallel universe, where I can become a physical, solid being, and then re-enter into your world through a solid dream state, a dream that resides in ether of states. And you will follow me back into this wormhole with your memory file that you now have of Dr. Franklin. And direct that mental connection with this parasite, what I call the boogeyman. Many believe that he's a common allusion to just a mythical creature used by adults or older children to frighten bad children into good behavior. But this monster has no specific appearance. But he will assume the physical appearance of Dr. Franklin. In many cases, he has no set appearance in the mind of an adult or child. Very non-specific embodiment of terror. Come on, let's go. Let's keep walking. We're almost there. There is the elevator. This elevator will take us into the deepest realm of the mind. Dr. Franklin is waking from his slumber. Dreams can kill you, but Dr. Franklin can. To be continued.
Whatever you do, don't fall.
Yes, I am the same.
Sweet dreams.
Yes, I'll bring you.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.